We are now joined by Newton head football coach Andy Sweetgelm. Coach, valiant effort and exciting into the ball game, just not one that we would prefer.
Yeah, absolutely. No, nothing to be ashamed of by our kids, right? They gave great effort. They had great fight. You know, we've talked a little bit about this as kind of a younger team here, right? And so I thought one of the best steps that we took this year is we didn't quit at all, right? And so we played really hard. We were in a position to win the game at the end. It's all you can ask for. So,
a lot of penalties. Was that something that kind of upset you a little bit?
I mean, I can't control that, so I try not to get too upset about that, right? So a lot of the guys on the sideline, you know, they look at your coaching staff as an example, right? And so one of the big things that we talk about in our program is we don't allow blaming, we don't allow complaining, we don't allow excuses, right? And so if I try to blame officials for something, that doesn't do anything productive for our program. So officials, I thought, were fair on both ends, right? I think they called a lot of penalties, but it was on both ends. So nothing bad I can say about those guys.
Started out, the first drive went right down the field. The offense seemed to be clicking. Did they make some adjustments at half to kind of shut down your running game a little bit?
Oh, a little bit. You know, they were doing a lot of twists and stuff like that with their defensive line, which isn't something that we've seen before. So, you know, we got to make some adjustments there. You know, we've got – you know, three guys making their first varsity start on the offensive line there, right? And when they, you know, go against an experienced guy, they had, you know, three of those four guys back from last year. So a little bit of an experience advantage right there. So our guys will learn from it. They didn't quit fighting. They didn't quit, you know, trying any of that kind of stuff. So I'm really proud of it. All fixable stuff.
The block punt there at got the 2 points, that really kind of changed the momentum. And but I assume that was a design play.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've really put a big emphasis on our program of fundamentals this year, and so we've spent a lot of time working on special teams fundamentals. You know, we've worked block stations at least once a week throughout the whole season so far, so I'm glad, you know, that fundamental work has paid off.
A couple turnovers. That, of course, didn't help the cause either this evening.
No, you know, a lot of it, you know, inexperience. So you know, we have, you know, a lot of guys that have a lot of talent, but you know, they haven't been in that fire before, right? And so, you know, a few adjustments, you know, sometimes quarterback, wide receivers not on the same page on some stuff there. And, you know, when they're expecting somebody to be somewhere when they're not, and they're not there, you know, that's where those turnovers take place, right? And so, you know, can't fault those guys, though. They're trying hard. We just have to figure out a better job of getting them caught up to speed faster.
As far as looks like everybody came out of this one pretty injury free, as far as you know, at this point.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're lucky. We have a lot of depth. We can rotate a lot of guys in there, so I help. You know, that helps you remain injury free for that. So.
Yeah, you mentioned you know, a lot of the younger players seeing their first action. This is a pretty tough team to go up against for your first time.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's by design. You know, we've got really big ambitions for our season here, and you know, going out there and playing a team that we could roll without doing things well doesn't make you better. So I'm really glad that we were able to play a team. You know, ADM, hats off to them. They played really, really hard. They competed really well, but we want to play and compete against those teams. You know, I feel like they're a good team. They're a good program. We're right there with them. We had an opportunity to win at the end, so that makes me excited about how much better we can get.
Had a good contingent of Cardinal fans that made the trip, too?
Absolutely. Shout out to those guys. They do a great job. You know, Newton always travels really, really well. You know, I think, you know, teams like, you know, having Newton there because they bring a fun environment. They bring a lot of good stuff there. So I'm really excited about those guys, and I appreciate that support.
As far as the makeup of this team, think they can brush this off to get ready for that home opener against Dallas Center Grimes?
Absolutely. I expect them to be able to flush it and go.
All right. Taking a look at the stats there, anybody really stick out in your mind that really put forth a great effort?
What I love is there's a lot of different names on there.
Yes,
right? That's what we've been trying to work on. So, you know, really excited about that. I think our guys did a nice job there. You know, you got five different guys with the carries on there, right? We've got, well, a lot of good different guys with catches, right? So
yeah.
Really excited about that. You know, that just shows some of the diversity of things that we can do. So, you know, I'm excited to keep growing with those guys and keep getting better.
20 first downs. Going into the game, you know, if you said you had 20 first downs, be pretty happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're really close, right? And you talked about it a few times. You know, we had two big drives, especially early, marching all the way down the field, and we just couldn't find a way to execute. And, you know, that's two really evenly matched teams, and they just kind of ended up coming down with balls and getting the closer plays better than we did.
All right, well, appreciate you joining us. So good luck going up against Dallas Center Grimes next Friday night.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Newton head football coach Andy Sweetgelm.